terrorists and Twitter. Now, we all know the online forum is a place where you can follow the musings of anybody in 140 characters or less, and there are some frankly disgusting and awful people on Twitter. But terror groups are increasingly using it, and the question now is whether Twitter is helping self-radicalize people like the suspected Boston bombers. It's a crucial question, and Dan Revers has an out-front investigation tonight.
Away from the physical battlefield, terrorists are creating a virtual one on Twitter to spread their ideology. Abu Barra follows dozens of extremists on Twitter, reinforcing his own hardline politics, which have already seen him jailed for urging the murder of US troops in Iraq.
The reason why people are drawn to these new Twitter channels is because there is an opportunity to hear the other side of the argument. There's no doubt the ideas of, you know, the Al-Qaeda or other organizations along the same thinking are spreading very quickly and very rapidly.
Based around Mali, Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb has gained 5,500 Twitter followers in less than a month. And up here in Syria, the Al-Nusra Front has a massive Twitter presence of more than 50,000 followers. And down here in Somalia, Al-Shabaab, which the US describes as a terrorist organization, was quick to react to the Boston bombings on Twitter. The day after the attack, it tweeted, "Don't you just hate it when you can't make it to the finish line?" adding, "The casualties are just a tiny fraction of what US soldiers inflict upon millions of innocent Muslims across the globe on a daily basis." The degree of terrorist training received by the Sanef brothers is still being investigated, but experts say if they self-radicalized online at home, they wouldn't be the first.
It's kind of a misnomer to call them lone wolves, because even though they are physically alone, of course they're interacting with other people online.
Abu Barra says that online army of extremists is growing.
People are being radicalized through their own research and really seeing the oppression as something that needs to be fought and to be opposed and even to seek retaliation.
Meaning they don't have to travel to camps like these and risk meeting the extremists face to face. Dan Rivers, CNN, London.
Still out front, the man who first identified the suspected bomber and was immortalized in this photo. For the first time, you're going to hear him.